The Crying Place. In the early 60s, when I was 14 years old and living in a small town in southern Indiana, my father died. While my mother and I were out of town visiting relatives, an unexpected and very sudden heart attack took him. We returned home to find that he was gone. No chance to say I love you or even goodbye. He was just gone forever. With my older sister going away to college, our home went from a bustling, happy family of four to a house where two stunned people lived in quiet grief. I struggled terribly with the pain and loneliness of my loss, but I was also very worried about my mother. I feared that if she saw me crying for my father, her pain would be even more intense. And as the new man of the house, I felt a responsibility to protect her from greater hurt. So I devised a plan that would allow me to grieve without causing more pain for my mother. In our town, people took the trash from their houses out to large barrels in the alleys behind their backyards. There, it would be burned or picked up by the trash men once a week. Every evening after dinner, I would volunteer to take out the trash. I would rush around the house with a bag, collecting scraps of paper or whatever else I could find, and then go out to the alley and put it in the trash barrel. I'd hide in the shadows of the dark bushes, and that's where I would stay until I had cried myself out. After recovering enough to be certain that my mother couldn't tell what I'd been doing, I would return to the house and get ready for bed. This subterfuge went on for weeks. One evening after dinner, when it was time for chores, I collected trash and went out to my usual hiding place in the bushes. I didn't stay very long. When I returned to the house, I went to find my mother to ask if she needed me to do anything else. After searching through the entire house, I finally found her. She was in the darkened basement, behind the washer and dryer, crying by herself. She was hiding her pain to protect me. I'm not sure which is greater, the pain you suffer openly or the pain you endure alone to protect someone you love. I do know that on that night, in the basement, we held each other and poured out the misery that had driven us both to our separate, lonely crying places. And we never felt the need to cry alone again.